This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary, in for Leanne Hansen. In India today, President Obama celebrated Diwali, the Hindu festival of lights, and attended a town hall meeting in Mumbai. The president is there to spotlight the high priority of U.S.-India relations and to place salesmen in one of the world's fastest-growing markets. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama clapped along with a group of Diwali dancers this morning at a Mumbai high school. He and Mrs. Obama were briefly pulled onto the dance floor to join in the traditional celebration. Mr. Obama's reserved much of his fancy footwork on this trip for business. He's looking to boost American sales abroad in hopes of supporting jobs back home. The president conceded many Americans see India as a land of call centers that take away U.S. jobs. But with an economy growing at more than 8%, Mr. Obama says India can also be an important outlet for U.S. goods and services.
The United States sees Asia, and especially India, as a market of the future. We don't simply welcome your rise as a nation and a people. We ardently support it. We want to invest in it.
As the president met with U.S. and Indian business leaders, the administration trumpeted nearly $10 billion in sales contracts to India for things like gas turbines, cell phone antennas, and Boeing 737s. Some of the deals were inked weeks ago, and some have yet to be finalized. But Boeing CEO Jim McNerney, who heads the president's export council, says Mr. Obama's high-profile sales pitch has made a difference.
It helps. I think for the president to state as a priority by his presence, that closer cooperation, sharing technology across the two countries can only help. And in this case, it has.
U.S. exports to India have grown rapidly to $27 billion last year, but that's still less than 2% of the United States' overall exports. Mr. Obama thinks a country with 1.2 billion people could and should be an even bigger customer.
There's no reason this nation can't be one of our top trading partners. And that's why we want to work together with you to remove the barriers to increase trade and investment between our nations.
The U.S. government has stepped up financing for exports, relaxed some outdated limits on the sale of sensitive items, and enlisted U.S. government officials as business promoters. But McNerney says there are still a lot of obstacles to doing business in India, especially for small and mid-sized companies.
It's 100 little things, okay? First, it's getting visas for Indian customers to come visit their plants in Des Moines or Peoria or Chicago or Albany. Getting standardized views of product categories between our government and the Indian government. So when you go through customs, you don't have to tear open every box.
Mr. Obama is promising greater cooperation with India in this and other areas, including gathering intelligence about terrorists. On Saturday, he visited a memorial to some of the victims of the deadly Mumbai terror attacks of 2008. He made a point of staying in one of the hotels that was targeted.
By striking the places where our countries and people come together, those who perpetrated these horrific attacks hoped to drive us apart.
Instead, Mr. Obama said, the U.S. and India are more closely allied than ever. Later, he said the two countries are committed to democracy, a form of government he called the best the world has known.
Even if it can be slow at times, even if it can be messy, even if sometimes the election doesn't turn out as you'd like.
Mr. Obama begins this international trip weakened by the midterm elections of the past week. Over time, he's hoping increased attention to Asia will help the U.S. economy and his own political fortunes as well. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Mumbai.